Blog Talk Radio.
You clean dishes as you cook to save time and stay ahead of the mess. But scrubbing still takes time. Now there's Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray. The faster, easier way to clean as you go. It cleans grease 5 times faster. On easy messes, just spray, wipe, and rinse. On tough messes, the spray-activated suds cut through grease on contact without water. Just wipe and rinse. Get dishes done faster. Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray. Spray, wipe, rinse.
Good evening, everyone.
On air now.
This is Informational Guru by Antonia Fats. This is a Damon production. We are now on air from Lagos, Nigeria. Please call in at 1-6-453-9133. That is 516-453-9133. Please feel free to press number 1#. To join in the conversation that is brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. And tonight's show is titled, COVID Vaccine Not Available to All as Promised. There are some iGeners and millennials who said that they were denied the opportunity to receive the free life-saving vaccine that will help prevent COVID-19. Also, here in the United States, another ethnic group, this time 6 Asians and 2 others, was shot and killed in Atlanta, Georgia, by a single gunman. Why are specific groups of people being targeted? They're supposed to be a COVID vaccine available to all, but on the other hand, with the Asian situation occurring, who's to say that there will not be more deaths of another type that will be taken in by a lone gunman? Hopefully, and honestly, with patience, there will be the government's motto being distributed to all as promised. Plus, student loans debt. It has been dealt with by the United States of Education. Representative will be addressed in one moment. Last and not least, sex trafficking, it is still a worldwide issue. A good evening again, everyone. Taking to some younger people who were near and dear to my heart because they also have an expressed concern about COVID-19 when they were not addressed, it seems, that much in the news. The ages of about 18 to 30 plus, they seem to have not officially been addressed or authorized to receive the vaccine for COVID-19, whether if or if not certain categories do apply to them. Talking to the 20-something-year-older that I personally addressed, they had said that unless they were essential workers or caretakers or et cetera, they have not yet been addressed to receive to CNBC.com on February 19, 2021. Dr. Anthony Fauci said, the question, many healthy, non-essential worker adults have, well, they asked, when will they be able to get the COVID vaccine? He says, there is a bit of confusion about the timeline. The White House Chief Medical Advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said, of course, during an interview with Pod Save America. That is P-O-D, Save America, on February the 18th. But there are three different goalposts to consider. Everyone, goalpost means opportunities as to when they will be available. Here's what you need to know about the current timeline from eligibility to supply to get an appointment in May or June, as stated by Dr. Fauci. Given the limited supply of COVID vaccines, the Advisory Committee of Immunization Practices recommends that the Center for Disease Control prioritize vaccinating high-risk groups first. That includes healthcare providers, residents of nursing homes, elderly people, essential workers, and people with underlying health conditions that put them in an increased risk of severe illness from the COVID. To check your eligibility status, you can use NBC News. Plan Your Vaccine Tool will be the icon bar that you should select, because if you select that tool, it will tell you when your category does apply to you and in which states. As vaccine supplies increase, the ACIP will expand its recommendations. It will take until May or early June to get through the priority groups. This is what Dr. Fauci told the pod Save America. And the co-host was John Favreau. Only when that is completed can anybody and everybody get in line for the vaccine by Dr. Anthony Fauci's command. Originally, Fauci, meaning healthy young people, can walk into a pharmacy and get vaccinated. But that has since been pushed back, because we don't have as much vaccine as we would have liked to have had. Dr. Fauci had announced that is the reason for the timeline being pushed back to May or early June. We hope that they expedite this whole matter, because meanwhile, there will be people who are considered healthy young people and definitely will be deprived if it happens that the vaccine to avoid hospitalization or maybe even early death. So to continue, last week in Atlanta, Georgia, a suspected gunman, age 21, had opened up fire in a row of massage parlors, single-handedly. He had fired from place to place, all in a row, three different places, if I'm not mistaken. And when he opened the door, he would continue to go in and just randomly shoot who he preferred. Most of the victims were Asian and female. And it has been presumed, according to the media, that this was not a hate crime. It is presumed that this was something that would authorize the assailant a lighter sentence if he were to be charged, then of course go to jail, and hopefully over a good period of time, and he will not be acquitted. That means freed up everyone. His explanation, speaking of the suspect, was that he had had sex addiction issues. Should allow anyone to shoot and kill somebody and get away scot-free. I believe it has been written somewhere that because he's been seeking professional help for that, that was supposed to be confirmed about a sex addiction. But through my source, I cannot verify that. Well, of course, there was a lot of tumultuous rebellion by way of protest, not only here in the United States, but in many places across the world. It addressed those heated issues that a community of people worldwide and their supporters, who are not even of their ethnic background, had a problem with people who commit crimes against a group of people that he definitely has no good validated reason for doing so. There had even became politicians who were who had given speeches and addressments about how they felt about the lack of sentiment on the assailant's behalf. But this is a major issue because, after all, they are normally known to not have any major confrontations in the United States or anywhere else that has been necessarily known that had called for a suspect to come up before a group of people regarding anything like these slaughters that had recently occurred. It's about 150 years ago, according to KCRW.com. In March of 19, their publication stated 150 people have been massacred. It was called the Chinese Massacre of 1871, and it is thought of to be one of the largest mass lynchings in the United States history. Nearly 500 people stormed the Los Angeles original Chinatown. Nearly the Union Station had currently stood in honor of Chinese heritage. And in the process of this whole situation, the rioters robbed, shot, and killed Chinese residents. An estimated 17 to 20 people were killed. Their bodies were later hung in downtown Los Angeles. And as a result of all that mayhem, of course, it is something that we have been related to when it came to understanding how, unfortunately, mass killings have occurred here in the United States, as accounted for. And these were recent killings of people who were protesting under the Black Lives Matter organization and more. And, of course, occasional killing of both or mostly civilians who are mostly of African American descent and some police officers. There has been an occasional account that has been given for that across the United States, as mentioned, as they go back and forth without justification with murderous intent that had been brought up through the court of law. No one should have to justify or compare any type of thing for their lives because of their personal feelings. But the hearings have not been set for most recently the killing in Atlanta, Georgia, as the investigation and hearings will still come about in the near future. And to say more to that, Black Lives Matter isn't the only organization that has protested in recent years, and even of this decade or as of this millennium, the year 2000 plus, and even before then. when you see people who consider ethnic cleansing, as it has been called, take into account that their personal feelings on how they feel about a group of people authorized the suspects to basically just take lives on the massive amounts of numbers. And pretty much some organizations have been behind this before, as been mentioned in the news. And so as a result, there are too many people out there dying because of personal feelings. Their feelings have nothing to do with what's right and wrong. It has been an ugly situation for the longest time, and it needs to stop. Because, say, for example, in South Carolina, in less than a decade ago, there was another young man who was at the age of 21, also had went into a church, sat down with the congregation during a meeting, and he also opened fire. If I'm not mistaken, maybe 20 people. And as a result, this matter has got to end. So with that being said, I would like to ask if the caller in queue, caller number one, if you would please come in, and I'll gladly address anything you can address.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Jerry Petito. How are you, Antonia?
Oh, it's wonderful hearing from you, Jerry. And I would love to hear what you have to say because you speak with such conviction and such honesty, and I would love to be able to hear what you have to say. Thank you.
You know, this is such a touchy subject for so many people. You know, what you bring to the table is incredible. And, you know, it's just very touchy. You know, I do everything more natural, as natural as I could do it. I don't really do the medicine thing and all that. But people are afraid, and I respect everything and anything anybody does, you know. And I'm not even sure, like, what I think of the vaccine at this point or a lot that's going on. I can't really give you an opinion yet. I just can't because I don't know. You know, this is so much bigger than for me than anything I've dealt with over the years in health. So I don't know. I really wanted to just call in and say hello to you and tell you I support you and I love you.
Oh, I support you and love you too, Jerry. There will come a time when I would love to be able to comment on some of the most wonderful and sentimental things that you bring up. And because I know your heart is in the right place, I would like to definitely address what you have to say regarding
that.
Well,
one day we'll do it.
Thank you, and I really appreciate your call. Feel free to return the call if you have anything else you'd like to add, because I have to admit, the issue with the vaccine, I can understand you're being concerned. You're concerned because you may have heard enough rumors that, you know, besides the positive things you've heard coming from the vaccine, you may have heard at least a handful of things that made you feel as though that you have to be hesitant and mindful. This is your body. And, you know, with a lot of people who had expressed skepticism about this vaccine, pretty much holding out until they feel as though if there's something to be heard about it before they actually may consider it, it's worthwhile holding out.
Right.
I've met people who were mature in their 80s, for example, and I've met people who were of a younger set. I know someone, she's 51. She has diabetes type 1. She feels as though that she's taking enough medicine as it is.
Right.
And she is scared about what the results could be if she were to get that medicine in her body.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I did hear people
there
are
so many concerns.
Right. Some people had said they have not seen enough testimonials to how effective the vaccine can be because it hasn't been out there and tested long enough. So that is another concern for some people. You know, people have reasons
right.
to hold. I just hope that if they do hold out, it's just not something they have to be overly concerned with. And if it were me, if I were to hold out for a while longer, I would at least still have the ability to still use the mask and, of course, the usual hand sanitizer, or as they call it, and, you know, of course, you know, do the washing of the hands, you know, bump elbows with people as a sign of acknowledging them instead of,
right.
You know, shake hands, for example, as has been traditionally known by many people.
Right.
Yes, not to put any fear in anyone's heart, but I will say the vaccine so far had been more, as far as what I see from my standpoint, more positive than negative. And I hope that actually occurs for other people as well, about it being more positive than negative.
Right.
Because after all, you know, don't think I wasn't hesitant for a while. And with that being said, I said, well, I don't want to be a pessimist and say to people, I don't think you should take it when I know that it can save you. But, you know, we all have the right to choose what goes into our own body, and hopefully we'll be able to reap benefits that are more positive with the vaccine being issued as time goes on. Some people may say that I would like to wait and see until even after June, the month of June.
Right. Right.
To see if it's still effective, and I may want to wait longer. And, of course, sensibility by the government who provide the vaccine, they should keep that open for quite a while. Because, after all, there is a scary issue about will we survive the results of the vaccine. Well, give it time, please, and it'll be
yes.
tried and see how, you know, you react to other people, because we all have different bodies. And
right.
with our bodies, we're not sure how it can take on something like that. So
you're right.
continue. Skeptical, please, Jerry. And
you're right.
Don't want to stay around, because, after all, you're a lovely person, and we especially don't want nothing happen to lovely people, as well as anyone.
Oh, I love you. I love you. Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you, likewise. Okay, everyone, thank you. That was Jerry Petito. Now, I should be asking Jerry, what is her day and time that she will next be on the air and her show, which is wonderful. It's very entertaining, and she's a poetess. And I have to give it to her. She needs to keep a record of those poems, because you would be astounded as to the messages that are portrayed in her poems. There are things that are rational, there are things that are entertaining, and there are things that would just make your heart melt. Now, maybe I can get her to come back on so she can mention what day and time that she...
Hi, sweetie, yes. So, you know what? My next show is April 6th, Tuesday night at 9:30. I'm glad you asked me. I have a hero coming on. I've interviewed him before. His name is Frankie Pizarro. He goes by the Singing Fireman, but he was also a 9/11 responder. And he's not only an incredible, incredible entertainer, incredible singer, he's also a hero. And he, you know, served his time. And again, he was a 9/11 responder. And to me, he's one of the biggest heroes. Listen, and you know how I feel about you. I also thank you for your service, and you're also a hero to me. So I love you, and I hope everybody can tune in. So that's Tuesday, April 6th at 9:30 p.m. Thank you, Antonia.
I tell you, her shows are just so full of wonderful entertainers, people who you can tell had been out there and got an opportunity to let you see some of the most wonderful entertainment that you would consider a Class A act. Some of them have toured. Some of them have just done whatever they have done, and whatever singing or whatever they had to offer. I have to admit, it is one of the most wonderful shows that you can imagine that are out there. With that being said, I would like to bring on the second caller, please. And please, would you state your name, caller?
Hi, Sister Antonio. How are you?
Oh, hi. How are you, Sister Bessie? I tell you, this
I like your report. I love everything you say, and you know I have to put my little two cent in. Well, I'm really concerned about the things that are happening around the world, like in Africa, where these females have been kidnapped and raped and killed. You know, I feel like you haven't placed this person on this planet. You wasn't involved in their birth. What gives you the right to take a life because they don't believe as you do? You know, it's so painful to hear these things. It's so much violence that's increasing in this world. It makes your heart break. I also wanted to say, you know, I'm one of those people that are skeptical about the vaccines. I have a problem because we have at least five different ones. And from my understanding, I was told when you ask which one you're getting, they won't tell you which one you're getting. And for me, I'm one of those that is holding out, you know, because from what I'm finding out that some of the vaccines have different ingredients. Why they do not have the same ingredients in each vaccine? And from what I found out, the vaccine covers you from 5 to 6 months. Now, they have a new one that's coming out. I think it's Johnson & Johnson. And it's supposed to last for a year or it's just one dose. You know, I'm just a little bit leery because we – as far as people take blood types and things like that, they haven't did tests on that to see who can take this chemicals, what's in the vaccine. So I'm one of those that kind of question it, you know, because we got more than one vaccine. You know, and I think when they spent all this money to create a vaccine, why they didn't go and create one so everyone would receive the same type of vaccine. So, yes, I am concerned. You know, In my heart I am. And it's not just to go against the establishment of the health officials, but it's just that what I've read and what I've read about some of the ingredients. You know, so, and recently, I'm not going to stay on here long. Recently, there was a nursing home that the patients had, 20 of them received the vaccine. But right after they received the vaccine, this is a report that I came across that 23 other people came up with the virus. So if we're taking the vaccine and it's not protecting us, we still can get the virus and we still got to wear the mask. You know, so I'm confused, Antonio. I am very confused about this. If you get inoculated for the vaccine and you still get the virus. So that's my opinion. But you know I love you. You always bring joy when I hear your voice, and you are very good at what you do. And I just want to thank you for all that you do. And that's just my opinion, Antonio.
You know what, everybody? That's Sister Betsy of Sister Betsy's Front Porch. Before I respond, And if she's welcoming herself to come back to respond again, please feel free, Sister Bessie. Sister Bessie's front porch. Before I go on, we'll maybe forget. Sister Bessie, when are you next scheduled to be on air again? And would you tell me on the day and the time?
Yes, I will be on this Friday, which is the 26th. I believe this month is Women's Month. And I also have a hero that I will be honoring that has given to the community. And she has a special thing that she has done for this nation, and she was not recognized for it. So I will be honoring her this Friday coming up.
Wonderful. Well, everyone, you heard that. Sister Bessie of Sister Bessie's front porch. Now, it is amazing. So many accounts have been given for things that supposedly validate why the vaccine is so effective. I also have to admit, I don't know enough about the compounds. That's why we have Sister Bessie, of Sister Bessie's front porch, who does her avid research on making sure that she will give you the information, not by her opinion, but for things that she has researched specifically about this. Because like you out there, speaking of you listeners, people don't realize you can get information coming over the television or from any other source that you can, you know, acquire information and not realize that the vaccine does contain different compounds in each of the different vials of the different companies. Not say each vial of the individual vaccines, but from the different companies. Now, we have been told that RNA cells differ from DNA. Well, the DNA, we're familiar with that being a genetic makeup of the cells in our body. The RNA is responsible for what they call the messenger cells. If you'd like for information to go in depth about that, just Google it. And you can see more further how they react and what they actually are responsible for doing. But can we guarantee that the certain compound from one vaccine, maybe like Johnson & Johnson or AstraZeneca or Moderna or the other two, can we guarantee that they are coming from what they call the same strength? In other words, the amount of RNA that's received in them, are they coming from just exclusively the same compound that the other one is coming from? So it makes you wonder, if you were to take it, would you actually receive the same reaction that another person can? And considering a lot of us do have a unique physical makeup, we want to make sure that your body makeup doesn't react negatively as well from another person's body makeup. They can't guarantee it, but they're presuming based on the similar molecular structure of your cells in your body, they can get mostly positive results. What about the few people that don't get positive results as a result of the study about the nursing home that Sister Bessie mentioned? There are things to consider when you speak of these killer vaccines, but we're going to try to hope there are no major setbacks in the way this stuff takes effect in your body. And with that being said, well, Sister Bessie, she's a very adamant an endearing person about taking these matters seriously, because she does her fair share of research and have done it for decades before you and I have got to know her over the airwaves as a person who's concerned about your bodily makeup. And by the way, she is nominated for the Hall of Fame for the year 2021. And Godspeed, God be with you, and we wish you the best on that one as well, Sister Betsy. We would love to hear who her surprise woman representative that she would like to acknowledge that had made her want to bring on her persona, that particular person's persona, as a wonderful representation of Women's Month. And I'm glad she just definitely understands that Women's Month is a very important subject matter, because it has helped the self-esteem and the ability for people to go forward in their life and improve as the world evolves. So thank you very much, Sister Betsy. And we're going to bring on the next caller. And caller, could you please identify yourself?
Hey, the true friend, Will of God, you know.
Hey, how you doing, Will of God?
I don't know, out here, you know, celebrating birthday a different type of way. You know what I mean? It's 2021.
Well, young man, congratulations. Glad you see another opportunity to have a reason to celebrate a birthday. And you may have another half of a decade to go. So keep it up, and whatever you're doing right, you just keep going in that direction. Have you had any good news?
Hey,
I'm just teasing you because I know that's your profession.
Do I have what you?
Got a short one to lay on us?
Oh, I got some. Oh, yeah, I did. Hold up. I got. Oh. Damn, I must be getting old. I got to get up for this one. See, I just heard Sister Betsy, hey, man. You got to get boy, I need to go outside. See, people, I'm going to get ignorant. I don't know why I do these things, but it's because I can't tell or I can tell. But you can tell anybody you want to go get that vaccine. Now, don't get mad if you going to be the dummy when they come back to you trying to do something to you. Don't get mad about that. That's your problem. The biggest problem is this, and y'all got to understand I'm watching it and I'm looking at it. If you ain't never been punked before, right, you're being punked now. Back in slavery, punked everybody. Well, you're in slavery again. See, y'all don't really realize what I'm saying because you're like, it ain't going to happen to me. Well, every time you watch the news, right, they're giving you this thing called hope. It's like you happy one time, then you have a hope in you. Like, I hope I get this stimulus check. I'm happy that they're saying that we're able to take a mask off soon. I hope I'll be able to go back to a club or go to church or something. So everything is like up and down, up and down. If you peep everything you're seeing, you say, wow. Then you got to look at the stuff that they're really doing. Watching your daggone attitude, how you deal with situations, for one. Watching how you talk to people in your texts and maybe in the videos that you're watching on Netflix or Hulu, for two, categorizing you to a certain areas for three, because the AI machine is definitely looking at you like, that's it. Okay, pass them by. We're going to put them in that sort of FEMA camp, and we're going to put those that's intellectual in the other FEMA camp. Now, the biggest crazy thing is this. They made a movie called I Care a Lot. Why did that movie have to come out now? Why couldn't it come out like 10 years ago, letting everybody know that old people are going to get capped up and they take your daggone house? Now, imagine if you or that individual, and you got capped up, and they took not only your house, your money, and killed you at the same time. Now, your whole family's mad because they're like, well, they died from COVID-19. But now you want to get an inspection, autopsy, and they're like, no, you can't do that because it was COVID-19. You don't have the resources to do that. We're overwhelmed. And you're like, excuse me? But the doctors are getting paid and everybody's getting paid. Now, with the vaccine, you got to understand, it's only being dealt with in Philadelphia. Why is the Johnson & Johnson, which is a black name, of course, I can't believe it, but it's the same people that gave you the powder with the tactic power, the problem you had to sue people now, but you found out years ago, then why are they labeling only black people? And maybe, some Mexicans and maybe people that's, whatever. But the crazy part is, why is the news showing this? We understand why black people ain't doing it. And then they show not only a black old man on the news getting the vaccine in his house, but why is the fire department allowed to come give you a vaccine in your house, old people? The other crazy part you got to realize is this. What happened to the plasma thing that they was doing? Everybody come on, get your plasma done. Remember that one on the news? They wanted you to get your plasma, but then they stopped talking about it, but you forgot about that one. So what they're going to do to you, give this vaccine, it's going to hurt you later. Maybe some of y'all kids ain't going to come out right. They probably come out retarded. Maybe come out looking like a damn zombie. I don't know. Maybe the man can't get it up no more. That's a great way to stop genocide, make you stop doing whatever you want to do. Maybe it might transform you. Don't know. But what they're not doing, they're not telling nobody how to exercise. They're not telling nobody how to eat healthy vegetables. They're not telling nobody about what's happening in Beverly Hills. I have yet to see a line in Beverly Hills in the news.
White people, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
I've never seen a whole big line, long line of the white rich people standing in line to get this damn vaccine. Or Beverly Hills getting the Johnson & Johnson. So everybody getting all the other different ones, but it's like, are you really getting it? Is it, when you watch these people get this needle in their arm, is it really that vaccine, or is it some type of solution called saline? You put in your nose saline? That ain't going to do nothing. We don't know. But I tell you one thing, if you keep on being captivated and start falling in line, and then you find out later by like April or something, they say, by the way, we just had a breakthrough and nobody else have to get a vaccine. Anybody else? Come on outside. Now, if you was an idiot, if you was an individual, I don't want to call nobody ears because some of y'all just stuck. But if y'all had to be that individual, then all of a sudden, everybody else ain't getting the vaccine. What does that tell you? Then you got to think about this. What about the people that can't get the vaccine? Now, what if they want to get the vaccine, but they're not allowed to get it? Is that God blessing them? Because no matter what, if they don't get the vaccine, now you're looking at them that they're a problem because you got the vaccine. But they still staying alive. And now you're in the hospital with a new bill. But you got to look at it like, what is going on? And why are all these kids coming from over the damn seas, from Mexico without their parents? And why are they testing little babies? And why is it still being told on TV? And why y'all ain't waking up? That's a big time.
Before I go, we're going to ask you, Will, could you please, before I forget, announce when is your show and what time, for the next show that you're scheduled to be on? When will it be?
My next show is sometime in April, the fourth Friday in April, but we got 5 weeks, I think, in this month. I don't know what's going on, but we'll find out. Brother O, let me know. And my show is called Too Thorough by Will of God. My next topic is Dumb Stuff in America, Part 2. Forget about Part 1. Part 2 is going to be way better than Part 1 because I'm doing my after party. Last time it was a pre-party. This was going to be like a after birthday party bash. So I'm going to bring everybody out. I'm going to have some fun. And then talk about the dumb stuff that's happening in America. Now, if you want to check out some stuff, go on YouTube right now. I'm putting up videos called Spontaneous TV by DJ Chill 322. Check that out. Or go to Spontaneous TV at 2 Will of God and have some fun because I'm going to keep putting up videos about videos, but what I want y'all to do is wake up, because you could be a video. Thing y'all got to remember is, do you want your name to be a lasting name where everybody can remember it, or just one of them names you just came out? It's like, Dong, you got the Dong Kong. You know, they just say Dong, another one dice to dust, and nobody remembers your name. Think about it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So, everyone, he will be on the 4th, this is a particular day, like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, Tony. I got two things to say. Yeah, he'll be on in 2 weeks, Truth or Will of God, on that Friday, be 2 weeks from this following Friday. We also have something that was trending, and I want to bring to you your through the conversation. A person just chatted me and said, how about this? If you take the AstraZeneca or Pfizer vaccine the first time, and, you know, later on, maybe the 6 months, some, you know, expire 6 months, some expire a year, will they be able to keep a record of the vaccine that you took to make sure that you take that same vaccine? And then are they going to tell the truth that if it is the right vaccine? So if you take AstraZeneca, then you're supposed to make sure that you take another AstraZeneca within, you know, 6 or whatever the expiration is. That's a good thought. Anything? I mean, please expound upon that and then go on the rest of your show. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. The producer, CEO of Damon Network, he brought up a very good point. When your expiration for the vaccine that you've taken expires after you've taken it, maybe like it expires 6 months from now, when you have to do a follow-up and get the vaccine again, make sure it's consistent with the same vaccine that you've taken originally. Like, don't jump from AstraZeneca, Pfizer, whoever, into a different type, because if you do, then it may not have the same results and the same consistency, obviously, kept you from having caught the COVID-19. I like that point. You know, I just wanted to say in response, and thank you very much again, I just want to say in response to, you know, the various subject matters that Will of God brought up, where he's not the only person that expressed their concerns or the pros and cons, which have not been necessarily validated in most cases, but it's just food for thought, as the saying comes about, because after all, you know, some people, if they do have skepticism, well, there's a saying that goes, your body is your temple, so you're going to protect it the best way you can, and just keep in mind that, yes, there will be reasons for people to be skeptical and say things that are counterproductive to what we expect will reap the positive benefits of the vaccine. But on the other hand, I'm quite sure that there has been enough research performed where if you consider it, and by your observation, you feel as though it wouldn't hurt to consider it, keep in mind that your best decision is the one that you will turn around and research and observe over a reasonable period of time and then go right ahead and take it. I can say myself, I recommend the vaccine because we're talking an issue of life or death as a result of COVID-19. But the truth is in the pudding. Have many people out there who have taken it say that they feel much more confident as a result of the positive benefits that it has reaped. And it's good to know that there are people out there that has assured people that as long as they're there for them to support them, they're going to make sure that they, as a friend, by the way, a family, community, or whoever, they're going to definitely be given the right accountable information as time goes on how well the majority of the people are doing. There aren't too many people out there who have any real negative backlash coming from the vaccine, but it has to be pretty severe for someone to not at least say that this is what happened. But our metabolisms, again, and our body makeup, you know, through our muscles and whatever, they're still different from another human being, not significantly. So just monitor yourself. Monitor the medicines you take. Ask your doctors for information and tell them about your concerns, because it may not be quite as serious as you may think they are. Thank you. That's in defense of the vaccine, I would say. So how they say some medicine is better than none at all. Consider that, please. Okay. Now, with that being said, we don't have another caller in queue, so it sounds like. So with that being said, I'm going to ask you to consider this as well. We're talking about those stimulus checks. There are people who have not yet received them because they had told me so. Now, I'm not the authority, but be patient, because, after all, the government has patiently distributed them to you, but you have the right to inquire into it. Some people will probably go to the IRS.com website and, you know, ask the famous question, where is my check? And I believe there's a website called whereismycheck.gov, not .com. Same for IRS.gov, G-O-V. IRS being the Internal Revenue Services. Because, after all, you know, people have a right to be concerned. Some of those things are being distributed, the checks, that is, the $1,400 that each citizen, as promised by the president, will receive them. And they're concerned because they were told that some of them will be getting them as checks in the mail. Well, if you do have a debit card account through a bank or a credit union, there should be, and you have received them previously through the bank, there should be no problem with you getting them as promised as time goes on. After all, we still need to give them a little more time. A little is not what my measurement is, but in other words, please be patient with them. And there are different groups that receive them of people that are authorized to receive them as long as you earn under $75,000 per year. We know about that as your earned income from no matter what source you get it from, your own income, being it a payroll check, and Social Security check of any type, you know, the various groups of income that you can imagine that are on record that they can validate who you are. And additionally, if anyone does miss that and you definitely do not get that information, why not go on Google search and look for the IRS.gov toll-free number and make sure you call it in and receive any information that will be of some assistance for you to get as a citizen here in the United States, of course, your stimulus check, because that is a very important question. Where is your stimulus check? And you have the right to ask. You know, many people have been overlooked in the past for certain things, but the right to know where their fair share is so they can survive. People are out there still trying to survive, trying to hopefully get back on their feet so they can sometimes make their contribution as a tax-paying citizen in the future, which they like to do. And in other words, to keep this whole thing going that we've been universally going through for so long. So by all means, everyone, don't give up on yourself. And for any reason, something happens where you do not receive any results, and it's been, say, for example, a little under a month, you have the right to go to your political constituent's office and tell them that you have received your check and you just would like to receive assistance on making sure that it does come your way. Thank you on that subject matter. Now, there's an issue of student loan funds. Because student loan funds, after you have been wondering for so many years, many of you, some of you have learned to find out there are people who are considered as payees to a student loan fund payback as a debt that they'll owe for the rest of their life until their death, of course, and then some. Well, there's a comment from our United States Secretary of Education, because after all, if we don't consult the people who are definitely responsible for helping us to get back on track, who do we have to turn to? I'm just not concerned about only the people who have to pay back, but the promises that have been broken to them, or the misleading parts of education that caused them to become a failure and being able to be put in the position to reap the benefits so they can get their student loan issues resolved, or the fact that they've been given a runaround as to what they should have been getting out of the school itself. That's how come when they say this, there's the saying, promises are made to be broken. They're not supposed to take an institution of institutions we've learned from to go against us and then still also receive a kickback on having to be beholden to a student loan debt. So the United States Secretary of Education said to have canceled $1 billion of student loan debt because the Department of Education, they created a new strategy on focusing on helping students who are defrauded by colleges and universities. This is a report from March the 19th, so of the year 2021. So we're going to see what they feel as though that we can do about receiving their help. The officials of the Department of Education said that they will be streamlined relief for borrowers, which verify claims of defraud by universities. That's one of the levels of student loan debts that this applies to. By the way, this is under a publication called The Hill, T-H-E-H-I-L-L, Changing America. So to continue, it says the change involves recalibrating a formula used by former Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos. She said on Thursday it announced a new plan to help tackle the debt for those who borrowed money to pay for student loan debts previously. It said they're trying to streamline the process. They said borrowers who had approved claims that confirmed their college or institution defrauded them on engaged financial misconduct. So this is actually considered misconduct, and they may be able to apply for full relief. Full, I'm assuming, means all of the relief that they've been able to relinquish. Because, after all, if they did not apply right at the time that it was authorized to be received, the services and or the money that somehow was tied up in their ability to go forward and pay back the loans at the time that they have, they would like to have some honesty involved in this matter. They said in a new streamlined process, borrowers who have been approved for the claims confirm their college or institution institution, meaning also vocational trainings, that defrauded them or engaged in financial misconduct, will be able to apply for it under the condition that they are going to go through a long, tedious process of verification. They said officials estimated that could hear about 72,000 borrowers who have received approximately $1 billion, give or take a few, in loan cancellation. Not only in loan cancellation, but the fact that I'm making this particular statement, there have been people who had received so many promises. Schools have promised them jobs as a result of all this, and if you have no job, then you have no ability to pay back student loans. So those are one of the many empty promises. They said borrowers who deserve a simple and fair relief have been harmed by that misconduct, and that was said by the Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, and they're going to closely review these claims. And they said, and if borrowers had been harmed, which were the presumed students at the time, we will grant them a fresh start from their debt. I don't want to be the total interpreter, but a fresh start means to me means a total relinquishment. But you have to, everybody out there, just want you to know, you have to be consistent and follow through. So with the Department of Education, with this calculated relief plan by the former Secretary of Education named Betsy DeVos, who was under the Trump administration, they ensure borrowers will verify claims against a United States school which have completed loan forgiveness. How you get this loan forgiveness, everyone, keep in mind, there will be agencies that will call you up that will tell you that they're a loan forgiveness organization. You really need to get it directly from the source that will be able to help you better. Go into your political offices. They don't have to be on a high level in your city or state or your township. Go to your political offices and ask them, how do I actually get the real loan forgiveness based on the Department of Education's ability to try to help research and say that you did not receive from the school what you were supposed to receive. Now, you can't come up there with a frivolous excuse like, well, they didn't give me the grades I wanted, or things like that. Just make sure you come up with a legitimate answer as to why you felt as though you fit into that category of someone who deserved the loan forgiveness. If you don't get someone in that office, there are more than one representative, and you may even have to have it addressed sometimes in the public, on some public radio stations that may concentrate on that subject matter. Because I just like to tell you, there are more people out there who are having that problem with the student loan issue than you can imagine by the multi-millions across this country. Well, the Department of Education, they said, will grant the eligible people either the full relief of the federal student loans or maybe the reimbursement amount paid on the loans. And with that being said, we would just make sure that they know that you will have your negative reporting of your credit account to be taken care of by you consistently following through after you get the forgiveness issue to take place. This doesn't apply to everybody, but it does apply to many people across this country. And they would like to say you should be reinstated your opportunity to receive student aid eligibility. To me, that means you should be able to get grants once again in order to go forward with your life. With what that's being reported about, I will continue but I would like to ask for the next person. Please come in, state your name, and tell not only who you are, but your show, when it is, and also the day, the time, and please help eligible student loan person who would like to comment on this matter and others. Please come on in and say something. Who am I talking to?
Yeah, Tony, not necessarily a person might not be a host of Only Dynasty. So I still bring the call on, okay?
Thank you. Hello?
Hey, yeah, hi. How you doing, Miss Antonia Beck? How you doing?
All right, how are you? This is obviously
all right,
everybody.
Yeah, my name is Huni Bakatu, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru. I am the host of We Will Aware You. And if I'm correct, my next show should be April the 13th. And I'll be speaking about the celestial terrestrial being. That'll be at Thursday, 9:30, in 2 weeks, basically.
Okay. And
I also
want
to comment. I'm sorry. It should be the 13th of next month, 2 weeks, on a Thursday at 9:30. I'll be speaking about the celestial terrestrial being. Okay. And
okay.
I want to speak on. It's a shame that education is so high in this country.
Yeah.
And get this now. Education is extremely high, but the educators are the poorest paid. That's very, very ironic. If I could have one wish in this world, I would switch that. I would make education low, and the educators to be amongst the highest paid. Because, you know, when it comes to entertainers and I wouldn't say educators, but entertainers in the form of sports, athletes, whatever, even when it comes to actors and actresses, they had to have somebody that educated them, tuned them to prepare them for the real world. And I guess that's my $9.99 on that.
Wonderful. And if you don't have anything else to say, I mean, you're welcome to comment. I'm so happy. Well, by the way, everybody, this is the winner of the year of 2020 Internet Hall of Famer, Huni Bakatu, and AKA, known as the Magic Man. And that was the million-dollar question regarding this subject matter, response anyway, the million-dollar response. And, yes, go ahead, please. It seemed like I was interrupting you.
Oh, no, not at all. I just want to say I thank you so much for all the information that you give us on the daily. I thank you so much for serving this country. And I thank you so much for being who and what you are for ONE Dynasty and so many of us. And I just want to just personally thank you and let you know that I love you, highly respect you, and appreciate you. And look forward to when your shows come on, okay? Keep doing what you're doing.
And I thank you, too, and I love you, too, Brother Huni. As a matter of fact, I can say that he is one of the most appreciative persons, and he could write a book on how appreciative of anybody he encounters that has a positive influence on what can be available out here. Now, to continue, I'm so happy he brought up the subject matter of, well, educators, as he mentioned, for some reason, they have been really overlooked and underpaid in some instances. Not in all, but the majority of them, I've heard from mostly the grade school level about the work they put into their students and the kickback they get, it's like, why are they struggling to go into their pockets with their little bit of whatever they could really be using for themselves and or if they have family, their kids or whoever. And then you see people who, as he mentioned, are entertainers. I mean, do we strive to entertain ourselves so much until we make that a priority over what it takes to go forward in life for ourselves or our kids or, you know, help out on the planet, things that matter or the subject matter you'd like to cover in your profession? know, a lot of people have brought that subject matter up often. And even though that's not a student loan question or response, it just doesn't make any sense to try to, in the order of importance out here, as the whole world try to make them as a secondary or tertiary or third party to the scheme on things on how some people are able to succeed and go forward. You know, after all, for example, the vaccine issue. An educator made sure that person was able to achieve the medicine it took in order to acquire a vaccine. Why should they be considered like a second fiddle to anything that's really important out here? It's because people don't understand that, well, the average person, that entertainment is nice, sports is very nice as well, and other things. Please give these people the acknowledgement that they deserve, because some of them, they will even go by the wayside and be considered unsung heroes because they do not acknowledge these people. I would myself, if I were to have a grade school age child, I would really like to announce to the principal, or if there's ever an event at the school that you could get an opportunity to give recognition to an individual. Maybe that individual is not known through popularity amongst the adults who they may be. It just does not hurt to give them more than just a handshake. Maybe other things. Maybe they cannot afford a vacation. You know, and to think you could go through 4 years of college and not even be able to afford a vacation because you're trying to make ends meet from year to year and from decade to decade while you work in the field of educating other people so they can make it, that's a sort of a low blow. So with that being said, I really think that is just a wonderful thing to address. But, you know, it is said that, well, anyway, about that, the new approach to what they call the borrower's defense, which is a legal document that protects student borrowers against the fraudulent schools and college, came about because a department spokesperson had confirmed to this publication, The Hill, that this was during the Obama administration. It came about because primarily, for example, there was a case that related to claims of Corinthian college students. So there's a college called Corinthian that the students decide to put themselves out there to let it be known that they feel victimized. And there may have been many across the nation, across the world, but we need people to be adamant and more outspoken about how they feel as though student colleges not only may have defrauded, some of them may have not defrauded, but to give you a fast example, there was, of this millennium, you know, the year 2000s and more, several here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, schools that had basically just shut down cold. Some didn't announce to the students that they were shutting down, and they virtually disappeared. And they did receive student loan money. That's another form of fraud and or a way to say that they didn't do. I've known of a particular college or colleges that said, well, you know, in their own way, they were sort of hinting towards, well, guess what? We are going to, in our own ways, you can get a job as a result of going to college. It wasn't a direct quote, but it gave people the hope that they will get a job, hopefully in their field after they went through all those years of study. There are so many ways to look at this. And so with that being said, it is definitely something to consider as we all navigate this ugly situation. Now, I would love to address the topic of human sex trafficking. But I want you to know it's real. It's out there. Now that the weather's getting warm and the stores are opening, people, watch your children while you're in the stores. Not to say everybody want to steal your little child, but be surprised of the filthy ways people from the outside had came to acquire your children, and you may not hear from them again. Look, they can even acquire you if you were a person who didn't realize something was slipped into your drink or your food by an outside person who, you know, have had bad luck with dates or whatever, or just association. And people have been known to been taking down as a result of all of what has happened. Now, I may have to ask you to be patient with me because my phone is giving me an indication that this phone may have to be switched to another. And ask the producer, would you mind if I made this
right. No, that's fine. No, that's fine. Don't worry about that. We're going to go right into Ngozi time, so we don't want to lose any time. But first of all, thank you, Antonio, what you've done for us tonight. I mean, from 9:30 to right now, you've given outstanding information. And we had some real, real dialogue tonight. You know, and everyone had their different opinions. That's what shows are all about. That's talk radio. You know, Antonio tells you what she feels and her research. You come on and you say, yes, it's yay or nay, how you feel. Man, I mean, that's only Don said is best. I want to thank all the people that came on and talked to us tonight. Tomorrow night, we're right here on these only stations with Chrissy Powell as Jesus, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on these only stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising the only, which is on the Deli and Gillis Enterprise Research, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Gozi Prime Time on that. Damon.com, we're in Ngozi Time, both for Twitter and Instagram, Olodele and Ngozi at Pinterest and Google+, Olodele and Malay and Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Your Info Google, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. And any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, Ole Delay, starting goes for my at gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Olodele and Malay and Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on our Force Radio. That's important from a constant basis tonight. And now back to Antonio Batts. Don't even worry about it. You've got 2 minutes left to go to the program.
Thank you. Well, with that being said, I just want to say that tomorrow night I will be tuning in to Jesus. And she puts her heart and her soul and her subject matter, be it abstract or being on her level of what she considers realness. With that being said, I think that for those who feel as though that she can be able to share their sentiments, by all means, tune in to Jesus. And Christine is her real name. She will definitely be glad to share all that she can. And it will be all heartfelt. It will be coming from the heart by way of like a family-type situation. That is something she needs to portray to you all. With that being said, for the third time, I would like to say I wish you all the luck out there with this COVID thing. Even when it hopefully subsides, keep in mind that there are other real issues that are occurring out there that we all need to take heed of for, because this is what makes the world go round, and we need to make sure that we support each other on anything that's right. Everything's not going to be fair, but we need to stay on top of matters that matter to us. And I appreciate the wonderful hosts who are the greatest hosts in the world, according to some sources, that will make sure that you'll receive exactly what you deserve out there as a listening audience, so that we can all understand why we need attention and pay attention to what's going on for more reasons than one. God bless you. I'll see you in a month. And feel free to always confer with the producer about anything that concerns you. If it comes even before my show occur, maybe he can even give you a chat room opportunity to come back and make a comment. And I will do my best in the near future to be as supportive as I once was. My hours are a little iffy these days, but I will work with trying to resume coming on and supporting those who are definitely supporting you. God bless you and good night.